the reality around food insecurity is, in fact, it's invisible, right? You cannot consistently rely on any clinical signs, laboratory changes, anthropometric changes to be able to determine if a family is experiencing food insecurity. So in general, what we do is we use a validated screener in our clinical setting universally, ask all families. We don't just identify what we see and use that our stigma and our bias. We ask all families these questions. There are two standardized screening questions that we use that we call the hunger vital sign. These are validated screeners that came out of the gold standard 18-item questionnaire that the USDA uses every year in identifying sort of national prevalence of food insecurity. Those first two questions ask basically about families' challenges around food. And it gives us a better sense of what's going on. If one or both of those questions are positive, whether they're often true or sometimes true, that is enough for us to say this family's at risk for food insecurity, and it is time for us to intervene to support the family.